the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. I want to be there in their number when the saints go marching in.
When the saints marching in. When the saints go marching in. I want to be there in their number.
Pause. soul. Everybody in the house, clap your hands to the Jesus.
He
set me free.
And sing this song loud and clear. Sing it from the bottom of your spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands with one accord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anyone. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Hey, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God, that is your name.
I'm in the blood of that one. the blood of Jesus. My life has been I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I gave my hands in the blood of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I paid the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My life has been made whole.
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 Odisha, 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 Odisha,
Odisha, Odisha,
Odisha,
Odisha, Odisha,
Odisha,
Odisha, Odisha, Odisha,
Odisha, Odisha, Odisha, Odisha, Odisha,
Odisha, Odisha, Odisha, Odisha, Odisha, Odisha,
For your loving kindness. Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
For your grace which is mighty and strong. Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
Because you have never failed, you will never fail.
Nitori pe o kuna ri be e ku yo kuna.
Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
For your shelter in the time of storm. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There is a song I want you to sing. Sing it just 7 times. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. It's a song, it's a prayer, it's a proclamation, it's a declaration. Make sure your voice is the loudest. Let me sing it once. Then you sing 7 times.
Any disaster fashion against me, and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family.
Papaya,
any disaster
against me, I'm a family.
Papaya,
any disaster against me, I'm a family.
Papaya,
any
Have your seat. God bless.
Ejoko Oluwa yo buku fun yin.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa loko.
Praise the living Jesus.
Eyin Jesu alaye loko.
On our school on Sunday today,
ni ile iwe ojo Sunday wa loni,
we continue our teachings on decoding the prayers.
Awo ma tesiwaju ni danileko wa nipa ti se atupale awon adura na.
We've done part 1.
Ati se apa kin ipa kin
decoding the prayer.
Titu awon adura na pale.
For those of us who were here on that day, fun
awa ta wa ni ni ojo yi,
may I please ask you a question?
Mo
what prayer point did you decode on that day?
Kini koko adura ta se atupala re ni ojo yi?
I can't hear you.
You go in.
Your voice is not loud enough.
Oh, you lo soke too.
Can you make it personal?
Today we're
taking another prayer point.
Loni, awon ma mu koko adura miran.
Decoding the prayers.
Titu awon adura na pale.
And the prayer point we're taking today.
Koko adura ti awon ma menu kan loni.
To explain.
Because
you know there are prayers and there are prayers.
Nítorí pé àdúrà wà, àdúrà sì tún wà.
A prayer can take charge of 2,000 prayer points.
Kókó àdúrà kan ó lè mójú tó ẹgbẹ̀rún méjì àdúrà.
All the sisters who are here this morning.
Gbogbo àwọn arábìnrin tó wà ní ìní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Can you clear your throat?
Ẹjọ́ ẹ já ọ̀fun yín.
Aha. Can you say this after me? Louder than anyone around you. Sisters.
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin.
Say the enemy.
Otano
shall die in my place.
Yoku nipo mi.
Can I hear the sister shouting it 3 times? Yes.
Beni.
Yes. Brothers, can I hear you shouting that one too? I want to try and explain that to you. And why we pray prayers like that and prayers having to do with back to the sender. A lot of people are completely ignorant about spiritual warfare, criticize prayers.
But we do not
argue with people. We do not argue with them. If you like, pray it. If you don't like, don't pray it. Anything you pray, anyway, at the end of the day, God will decide which one he wants to answer. So if you like, pray. If you don't like, don't pray. But for prayers to be accurate, it has to be specific. Someone in the Bible prayed an unspecific prayer. Jesus had to make him to specify what he wanted. It was blind Bartimaeus. He cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on
me.
And when Jesus said, bring him,
to
the shock of everyone, the first question Jesus asked him is, what do you want me to do for you? Why did he ask him that question? Because the man was asking for mercy. And there are plenty of mercies you can show to a blind man. It is possible a blind man may not even want to be healed. It has happened before. And I've shared with some people here before. There was a crusade at Tafawa Balewa Square. The final day of that crusade, in front of God was doing mighty things in that crusade. The last day of the crusade, a blind man was at the gate of Tafa Balewa Square begging for
hands.
An overzealous brother went by the gate. Saw the blind man.
Same
as a man.
Arakunrin.
God is healing people inside the place.
Olorun sise wo so fun won eyan ninu bi bayi.
We are begging for him sir.
Wo wa n toro owo ni bi bayi.
He laid hands on himself.
O ba da owo.
Say receive your sight in the name of Jesus.
Ba eturiran re loruko Jesus.
And the eyes popped open.
Be loju re ba la.
Everybody was jumping up.
Gbogbo eyan ba foro soke.
Those who were coming for the crusade.
Awon to n bo wa fun
isoji. They were happy, they were rejoicing.
Inu won dun. Arinrin kun aye won.
But the blind man was crying.
Ọkùnrin afọ́jì ṣe ló bu sẹ́kún.
You see now.
O wa ri báyìí.
You see what you have done.
Torí ohun tó dálẹ̀ báyìí.
Who asked you to open this eye now?
Ta ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ kó bá mi la ojú yìí sìn.
Do you know how much money I make here?
So mo yo owó ti máa ń rí lójoojúmọ́ nìyí.
So Jesus had to ask him.
Bàbá yìí Jésù láti bí léèrè.
What do you want me to do for you?
Kí lohun tó fẹ́ kì í ṣe fún ọ?
Make your prayer specific.
Ìyẹn ni pé jẹ́ kí àdúrà yẹn kó ní ìtẹnumọ́.
And I said, Lord,
ó ní Olúwa,
that I may receive my sight.
Pé kí èmi kó lè tún ríran.
I said, thy faith had made it.
Ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ ó mú ọ lára dá.
So prayers have to be accurate.
Torí náà, àdúrà láti ní ohun tó ń tẹnumọ́.
The prayer, the enemy shall die in my place.
Àdúrà pé ọ̀tá yóò kú ní ipò mi.
It's a prayer walking on two legs.
Ó jẹ́ àdúrà tó ń rìn lórí ẹsẹ̀ méjì.
Two legs.
Lórí ẹsẹ̀ méjì.
Let me take the first leg.
Ẹyẹ kọ́kọ́ mú ẹsẹ̀ kíní.
I go to the second leg.
Tó bá yá àwọn ó mẹ́nu kọ ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
First leg.
Ẹsẹ̀ kíní.
Is based on scripture.
Ó ní ṣe nípa ohun tí ìwé mímọ́ sọ.
Which says.
Èyí tó wí pé.
In Job chapter 4.
Nínú ìwé Job orí ìkẹrin.
We're going to open plenty of scripture.
Ìwé mọ́kànlá ọ̀kà lónìí.
Job chapter 4.
Ìwé Job orí ìkẹrin.
Verse 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
Job 4:8.
Ìwé Job orí ìkẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
It is good to write and to take notes and to look at it.
Ó dáa kéèyàn kó kọ nǹkan sílẹ̀ kó sì kíyèsí.
So that those outsiders who ask questions, why are you praying this kind of prayer? Why are you praying that kind of prayer?
Àwọn tí ò sí ní ìtọ́ ń bèrè
bí. Sit them down and explain.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ìdí ẹ̀jẹ̀ ṣe ń gbárù àdúrà yìí kẹ lè pè wọ́n jókòó láti ṣàlàyé fún wọn.
Job chapter 4:8.
Ìwé Job orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
Even as I have seen.
Àní bí èmi ti rí i pé.
They that plow iniquity.
Àwọn tí ń ṣe ìtúlẹ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And sow wickedness.
Tí wọ́n sì ń fọ́n irúgbìn ìwà búburú.
They reap the same.
Wọ́n á sì ká èso rẹ̀ náà.
They reap the same.
Wọ́n á sì ká èso rẹ̀ náà.
In Psalm 54.
Ní orí Dáfídì 55:5.
Verse 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ 5.
Psalm 54.
Orí Dáfídì 54:5.
Verse 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ 5.
Psalm 54:5.
Orí Dáfídì 54:5. Ẹsẹ̀ 5.
He shall reward evil unto my enemies.
Yóò sì fi ibi san fún àwọn ọ̀tá mi.
Cut them off in thy truth.
Ké wọn kúrò nínú òtítọ́ rẹ.
That is scripture.
Ìwé mímọ́ leléyìí.
I hope you are following me.
Ìgbàgbọ́ mi ni pé ń bá mi ká lọ.
This is leg number one that is standing on.
À ń sọ nípa ẹsẹ̀ kíní tó dúró lé lórí nísìnyí.
In Proverbs 26 now.
Nínú ìwé òwe orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n nísìnyí.
Proverbs 26.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 27.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Proverbs 26.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 27.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Whoso digged a pit.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá wa ihò.
Shall fall therein.
Yóò ṣubú sínú rẹ̀.
You were not the one that digged the pit.
Ìwọ kọ́ ló gbẹ́ ihò yìí.
They were the ones that digged the pit.
Àwọn ọ̀nà gbẹ́ ihò yìí.
The Bible said they shall do what?
Bíbélì sọ pé.
Shall fall there.
Wọ́n ó ṣubú sínú rẹ̀.
And he that rolleth a stone.
Ẹni tí ó bá sì yí òkúta.
It will return.
Òun ni yóò padà tọ̀.
That's the stand of scripture.
Ibi tí ìwé mímọ́ dúró sí rèé.
I hope you are following me.
Ìgbàgbọ́ mi ni pé ń bá mi ká lọ.
We have not finished.
A ò tí ṣetán.
In Psalm 70.
Ní orí Dáfídì 70.
Verse 2-3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejì sí ìkẹta.
Psalm 70, verse 2 to 3.
It
says this. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put them to confusion that desire my heart. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame.
And say,
turn back again to the book of Psalms. Psalm 109. Verse 17. Psalm 109. Verse 17. As a loved cousin, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with casting blackness with ample garments, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil unto his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and regard wherewith is gathered continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord. I did not write these scriptures. In the same Psalm 35, verse 8. Psalm 35, verse 8. Let destruction come upon him unawares. Let his net that he hath eaten catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. That's scripture. Psalm 9, verse 15. Psalm 9, verse 15. The heathen has sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid, is their own foot taken. Is their own foot taken. Now go right back to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4. Nehemiah, you find Nehemiah before Job in your Bible? Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. This is scripture. Now in Revelation chapter 13, verse 10. Revelation 13:10. If you are there, say yes. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So the first leg on which that prayer is standing is all the scriptures that I've read. The conviction that God will not permit his children to suffer without vindication.
Pe Olorun o le gba ki omo re jiya lai si pe
nija re. Touch not my anointed.
O ti wi pe ma se fowo pe ni
ami roro. Do my prophets no harm.
E ma si si awon wo le mi ni ibi.
The conviction
idaniloju
that he who sows the wind
pe eni na ti o se akoso iji
must reap the wild wind.
E to ba furupin iji o lati reach lile.
This is a cause and effect.
Eyi je orun ati atubotan re.
Whatever a person does spiritually and physically,
o ko teni o ba se ni party emi ati
party ara, it's a cause that's an effect.
O ni atubotan.
This is a principle of divine protection.
Ilana nipa abo nipa ti emi lele je
for God's children.
Fun awon omo Olorun.
We call it the law of boomerang.
Aba pe ni ofin ki nkan ta pada.
The law of boomerang.
Ofin ki nkan ko leyin.
A boomerang is a weapon.
Ki nkan ma leyin o je ohun elo ija.
A boomerang is a weapon that they throw by hand.
O je ohun elo ija ton ma nfi owo so.
And if it misses the target, it comes back to the man who threw it. When you send arrows back to the sender, you are not the originator of the arrow, but you are merely sending it back to the originator. God chooses which prayer to answer. If God decides to take that arrow and return it to the sender, then you are praying the correct prayers. If you send a letter without an address, the letter will be returned to you, the sender. The truth is that if we do not take our own sword and start fighting, the enemy will deal with us. Then after they have dealt with us, they will now repent and surrender their lives. Meanwhile, they have wasted the person. When arrows go back to the senders, in my own experience as a minister, that has led to more conversion of the wicked people. Conversion. They surrendered their life to God when they saw that their weapon backfired.
It has
more converts than we preaching to them. When their arrows go back, they wonder, where is this power coming from? I'm praying for somebody here today. Every weapon formed against your life shall backfire
today.
A brother entered a bus. He did not know that he had entered the bus of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood.
It
was in the cap, this garage, car park.
The garage, it's here. On walk, walk, man, walk.
Where they're shouting, Onicha. They're shouting, Ibadan. They're shouting, no cancer.
They were batting, Pariwo, Onicha, Ibadan. Bibi, keep it up and low.
So he entered the bus.
Oh, what in walk, he?
He sat at the back.
Oh, Joko saying.
But a eater of flesh was in that bus.
The boy, general, come one in walk, he?
His agenda was at a stage in the journey. The vehicle will somersault.
Everybody
will die. Blood will flow. He will collect the blood and take it to their blood bank, and he will escape without any problem. That was his agenda. This man, this eater of flesh and drinker of blood, he has three cars. He had houses. Yet, because they wanted to drink blood, they entered the vehicle. I'm praying for anyone here. Any vehicle that contains eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood,
you will
not enter in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. He entered.
Oh, one walk,
as he sat down,
but he joko,
hiccuped. Let us pray. And he prayed. Father, I commit this vehicle unto your hands.
Baba, mo fi oko ile owo mi mo
re. In the blood of Jesus.
Ori eje oko na sinu eje Jesus.
In Jesus name.
Ni oruko Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Both Christians
ati Christians,
Muslims
ati Muslimi.
Everybody in the vehicle.
Gbogbo won to wa ninu oko.
They said amen ami o.
Gbogbo won ba sami o.
When the vehicle got to the designated spot
nipa ti oko e di orita ton ti fe se jamba won,
where it was supposed to turn upside down
nibi to ye ko ti wa pokiti,
to the surprise of the eater of flesh,
si ya lenu jeran jeran yi,
he didn't turn.
Oko yo o danu
just went
o kan lo be sha.
He was shocked.
Eruba,
he tried incantation again.
O tun gbiyan jo popo yen, o tun popo yen,
it didn't work.
E pa oboro.
I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, Lenu.
For 17 years.
That
was the first time that happened.
That
it was in the vehicle and it didn't crash the
vehicle.
I pray
that
those crasher of vehicles will not enter your
vehicle.
Let that amen roar like
thunder.
So the bus got to where it was going. And the passengers went down. But the brother still had to take a second bus to where he was going. He took the second bus again. Fortunately or unfortunately, the man entered that bus too. As the passengers filled up and the bus was about to move, there was a cough at the back again. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba,
I commit this vehicle unto your holy hands. I soak it in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Everybody in the bus said amen. Apart from this man. Again.
Sibe,
at the designated spot,
ni ibi okan,
where his demons were waiting for him.
See, and when me I more and
why he should turn the vehicle upside down.
The vehicle just went.
Oko
na tun re ko ja lo be.
He was shocked.
Ero tun ba.
I know the enemy does not give up in a hurry.
The
brother still has to take a third bus.
Okunrin la tun wo oko keta.
Fortunately or unfortunately,
o ba se lo si sha.
The man entered the bus again.
Okunrin tun wo nu oko pelu re.
Again, as the bus filled up,
there
was a cough again
at
the back. At that level, the man turned against him.
Said,
excuse me. This is Nigeria.
It's
a secular nation.
You
cannot impose your religion on all of us here. You don't have to pray. Do you have to pray? If you want to pray, pray inside your heart. He shouted at the brother. Before the brother could even open his mouth, the people in the bus said, this is very simple now. Let him pray his prayer. Then you pray your own. All of us will say amen. What's the problem with that one now? Say, uncle, pray. And the man prayed again. They got to the designated spot again. No accident. The vehicle went. And that was the final bus stop. When the brother got down, this man began to follow him. Began to follow him. At
the
six, he said, excuse me.
Oni motoroga fara.
Excuse me, sir.
Motoroga fara alagba.
Excuse me.
Alagba motoroga fara.
The brother stopped.
Arakunrin ba tese duro.
Say, yes, can I help you?
Oni ejose mo le ran yin lowo.
Who are you?
Taniyo.
Sir. Yeah. Who am I?
Tani Mike.
Sir, I'm brother Samuel.
Arakunrin Samuel.
See, that's not what I'm asking you.
Eye call mo nbere lowo.
Who are you?
What
kind of power do you have?
Iru agbara wo lo ni?
I've tried to crash the bus 3 times. It did not crash after your prayer.
Mo gbiyan yuki oko iko ni ijamba ni egba meta nitori adura yen ko sele.
That one answered, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oni mi ji oni gbagbo ninu Jesu Christ Oluwa.
The brother was not even aware that anybody wanted to crash his vehicle.
Arakunrin won ko ti e mo pe den kan ni fe je ki ijamba ko sele.
Was just praying his prayers.
Oun ko n gba adura ti e lo ni.
There he began to minister to this
woman
who now surrendered his life to Jesus. But if he had wasted everybody in that bus, that would have been the end of it. This is why I decree that the enemy shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold amen. That is first leg in which that prayer is standing. Second leg is in Proverbs 11:8. This is a scripture I want to beg you. That you should go and memorize it. Proverbs 11:8. Listen to what the Bible is saying. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his
stead.
An exchange happened. Somebody was meant to perish. Somebody was meant to die. Somebody was meant to be harmed. But the person is righteous. It has been programmed that it must happen to somebody. The righteous is removed from it. Delivered from it. And then they will replace him with the wicked. An exchange. That's the second leg in which that prayer is standing. The first leg is the back to the center leg. The second leg of that prayer is that the righteous is delivered from trouble. The righteous is delivered from destruction. The righteous is delivered from tragedy. And the wicked is used to replace it. You say, this looks very wicked. How can God allow somebody's life to be used to replace another person's life? That means you have not been reading your Bible.
Tomorrow, you have been reading it,
you will come across it. In Isaiah 43. I read from verse 2 for the sake of those who want to claim it. It's not where I'm going, but for the sake of those who want to claim it. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 4. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for thy life.
That
is clear scripture. Very clear scripture. It's the law of substitution. This prayer is resting on two laws. One, the law of the boomerang, and then the law of divine substitution.
Àdúrà yìí ó dúró lórí òfin méjì, òfin kí nǹkan ta padà, òfin kejì láti fi nǹkan pa.
Today, I declare upon someone.
Lónìí mo pa láṣẹ sórí ènìyàn kan.
That the wickedness targeted against you must die.
Ṣé wọ́n yàn sí ọ?
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Sometimes when the mountain of fire will say fall down there, people say what kind of prayer is this?
Nígbà mìíràn lórí òkè inú àti àbá ní fòṣánlẹ̀ kò kú. Àwọn mí àníru àdúrà wo leléyìí.
It's because they do not understand.
Nítorí pé òye rẹ̀ kò yé wọn ni.
The meaning of the word death.
Ìtumọ̀ ohun tá à ń pè ní ikú.
Death.
Ikú.
That has several meanings.
Ikú ó ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìtumọ̀.
That can mean to stop living.
Ikú ó lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn má gbé ayé mọ́.
That can mean to lose force.
Ìtumọ̀ ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó pàdánù ipa rẹ̀.
That can mean to stop walking.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó dẹ́kun láti máa rìn.
That can mean to expire.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó di ohun ìgbàgbé.
That can mean to pass away.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó kọjá lọ.
That can mean to collapse.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó forí ṣọpọ́.
That can mean to cease.
Àbí kí nǹkan kó dẹ́kun.
That can mean to fade away.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó gbó dànù.
That can mean to disappear.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kí nǹkan kó pòórá.
That can mean to finish.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí kí nǹkan kó dópin.
So if you have a car now.
Torí náà tẹ bá ní ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ nísìnyí.
And you go to a mechanic.
Tẹ wá lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ wọn tó ń tún ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ yìí.
And the mechanic say, "Oga."
Tẹ tó ń tún ọkọ̀ ṣe pé ọ̀gá.
The engine of this vehicle don't die o.
Ẹ̀rọ ọkọ̀ yìí ò lè ṣiṣẹ́ mọ́ o.
What is telling you?
Ohun tó sọ fún yín ni pé.
That engine is no longer functional.
Ìyẹn ni pé ọkọ̀ yìí kò lè ṣiṣẹ́ tó ń ṣe mọ́.
That can mean to eradicate.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí pé ká gbá nǹkan kúrò.
When they say cultism is dead in the university.
Abájọ pé ẹgbẹ́ òkùnkùn nínú àwọn fásitì wa ó jẹ́ pé ó ti kú.
It means it has been eradicated.
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé wọ́n ti fòpin òfin dé.
That can mean termination of functions.
Ikú ó lè túmọ̀ sí kéèyàn kó fi òpin sí ìṣe nǹkan.
That can mean to dissolve.
Ikú ó lè túmọ̀ sí pé ká yọ nǹkan dànù.
That can mean to come to an end.
Ikú lè túmọ̀ sí pé kí nǹkan kó wá sópin.
If you say my poverty died.
Ẹ bá sọ pé iṣẹ́ mi kú.
It means that you can no longer be poor.
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé ò lè kúṣẹ̀ mọ́.
Say the cancer died.
Ó ní jẹjẹrẹ náà kú.
It means the cancer will don't rise again.
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé jẹjẹrẹ yóò lè gbérí mọ́.
Say his anger died.
Wọ́n ní ìbínú rẹ̀ kú.
It means that he's no longer getting angry now.
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé kò bínú mọ́ nísìnyí.
That can mean to cease functioning.
Ikú ó lè túmọ̀ sí pé kí nǹkan má ṣiṣẹ́ mọ́.
That can mean that something is ending in failure.
Ikú ó lè túmọ̀ sí pé nǹkan fẹ́ forí ṣọpọ́n.
When they say the proposal died.
Wọ́n bá sọ pé ètò tó fẹ́ ṣe yìí ó kú.
It means that nobody considered the proposal.
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé kò sí ẹnikẹ́ni tó wá ti àkíyèsí ètò tó ṣe mọ́.
God told Adam.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Ádámù.
Say that tree of knowledge and good and evil.
Igi ìmọ̀ rere ohun búburú yìí.
The day thou eatest thereof.
Ní ọjọ́ tí ìwọ bá jẹ nínú rẹ̀.
Thou shalt die.
Ìwọ yóò kú.
Adam ate it.
Ádámù jẹ.
Eve ate it.
Éfà náà jẹ.
And after eating it.
Lẹ́yìn tí wọ́n sì ti jẹ.
They still lived for 930 years.
Síbẹ̀ wọ́n sì gbé ìgbé ayé wọn ní ọdún 80.
So the death God was talking about is different.
Torí náà ikú tọ́lọ́run sọ nípa rẹ̀ ó yàtọ̀.
He's talking about spiritual death.
Ó ń sọ nípa ikú ti ẹ̀mí ni.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wípé.
He that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while he's yet living.
Ẹni tó bá fi ara rẹ̀ fún ayé jíjẹ ó kú nígbà tó ì wà láàyè.
So by definition.
Nípa ṣíṣe àlàyé rẹ̀ nísìnyí.
Death does not necessarily mean that life has passed away.
Ikú kò túmọ̀ sí pé ẹ̀mí ti kúrò nínú ènìyàn.
It also means inability to perform functions.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé àìlè mú àwọn ìṣe rẹ̀ ṣe.
Of course, we know that spirits do not die.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni tòótọ́ a mọ̀ pé àwọn ẹ̀mí kìí kú.
Anybody who studies the Bible who went to, even if you don't go to Bible college, spirits do not die.
Ẹni tí ò bá lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì gan mọ̀ pé àwọn ẹ̀mí kìí kú.
But when you stop a spirit.
Ṣùgbọ́n tẹ bá mú kí ẹ̀mí kan kó
dẹ́kun. From carrying out its functions.
Láti máa mú àwọn ìṣe rẹ̀ ṣe.
Is dead.
Ó ti dòkú.
He may be alive in other people's body.
O le wa laaye ninu aye abi ninu agbo ara awon elomiran.
When he comes to your place.
Ṣugbọn to ba di odo re.
Functionless, dead.
Ko le ṣe iṣẹ rẹ mọ, o ti doku niyan.
And we do not pray against human beings.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ a kìí gbàdúrà lòdì sí àwọn ènìyàn.
If you pray against human beings, it's witchcraft prayers.
Ẹ bá gbàdúrà lòdì sí àwọn ènìyàn, àdúrà ẹ̀jẹ̀ lélẹ̀ yìí.
We pray against spirits.
strongholds, evil powers, altars, evil gates, and wickedness. That's what we pray against. So for those who don't understand the meaning of the word die, that's what it means. Jesus prayed that kind of prayer stylishly. But the demons begged him. They begged him. Say, please, don't send us to the abyss. Because once they get to that place, they are bound forever to judgment. So that
will
be their death. If Jesus has sent them there, that's their death. So they begged. Don't send us to that place. Don't send us to that place. I want you to understand that we are in a war. Whether you believe it or not, life is war. And the greatest tragedy is to be defeated from the cradle to the grave. Let the sleeping dogs lie. Let the sleeping dogs lie. Let the sleeping dogs lie. It's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus actually went about waking up the sleeping dogs and disgracing them. In life, in the battle of life, you either come out as a winner or you come out as a loser. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. You don't understand the prayer. Look at your amen. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. The enemy will not put mud in your mouth. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. The enemy will not put mud in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. So the law of substitution comes to play when tragedy, destruction, death is targeted against the righteous. And God organizes a substitution. There are many examples in Scripture. Haman died in the place of Mordecai. Your enemies shall die in your place. Those who arranged for Daniel to fall into the lion's den, they were the one eaten by the lions. Your enemies shall die in your place. Those who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, they died in their place. Your enemy shall die in your place. The Red Sea that was supposed to become a watery grave for the Israelites, God used the Egyptians to replace them. Your enemies shall die in your place. The sword that Goliath carried, and he said, I will cut off your head. The sword he carried against David was the same sword that cut off his own head. Your enemy shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. I had a colleague. The wife is a very prayerful woman. She was coming from outside Lagos. She was in this luxurious bus. When the bus was approaching Lagos, some people were saying, driver, stop. We want to ease ourselves. Driver, stop. We want to ease ourselves. So people got down from the bus to ease themselves.
Madam was sitting at the front.
Arabirin wa ju lojoko
behind the driver.
Ni eyin en to nwa oko.
By the time passengers stopped easing themselves and they entered into the vehicle,
nigba ti awon eyan sokale ti won lo tura to wonu oko pada.
Somebody has taken madam's seat.
Enikan ti gba aye ya fin.
So she stood and said, "Excuse me."
Papa lo ba pe mo to oro gafara.
This is my seat.
Ibi ti mo joko si lele.
You are sitting at the back. What are you doing here?
Eyin lo joko si tele, e se to wa tu wa joko si.
We are almost in Lagos, go and sit anywhere. This is why I want to sit.
Ma binu, a ni fe de lu Eko, e lo joko si to ba wun yin.
I need to get down on time.
O ye ki ti sokale nu oko yi.
So she wanted to cause trouble with him.
O koko fe bere si fa wahala pelu re.
But she had this Holy Spirit.
Bo gbo ohun emi mimo.
Daughter.
Bi omo mi obirin.
Go and sit at the back.
Lo joko seyin.
And she went to the back and sat down. It wasn't 5 minutes when a trailer lost control and ran straight to that where madam was sitting. This person who took madam's seat, that is not the way to describe him. Perish. Because you could not even know whether it was human being again or not. It was then madam understood. Proverbs 11:8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked is put in his stead. It is this kind of prayer that works against the spirit of Haman. Haman wanted all the Israelites to die. But he died in their place. What is the spirit of Haman? The spirit of Haman is the spirit of family destruction. The spirit of untimely death. The Terminator spirit. The saddest spirit. The highly connected evil powers. Career killers. Destiny aborters. Evil reporters. The demoting powers. The merciless destroyers. The grave digging powers. The children killers. These are the spirits of Haman. This kind of prayer allows you to take back your circumstances from the hands of the enemy. It allows you to revoke all the ground you have given to the enemy. It allows you to make claim of the victory Jesus won for you on
Calvary.
This is the meaning of the prayer.
Elei ni itumo adura.
My enemies shall die in my place.
Ọta mi yo ku ni ipo mi.
Rise to your feet now.
E de duro nisin.
And all eyes closed.
Ki gbogbo wa si di oju wa.
We are not here to joke or to play.
A o si ni lati do weke tabi lati sere.
It's a very, very serious matter.
Oro pataki lo wa nile.
And with your voice roaring like fire and like thunder,
pẹlu ohun to ro bi ina ati bi ara,
you are going to start praying this kind of prayers.
E o bere si gba irufe awon adura yi nisin.
Some have not prayed for a long time.
Eti opolopo gba fun opolopo igba.
But you see, if you are here this morning, you are not born again.
You need
to surrender your life to Jesus. Right there where you are. You say, "Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus." Just raise up your right hand where you are. And say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
in
the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that short prayer with us,
see
us immediately we close. Now, every man or woman, you are on your own now. If you love your destiny, It is time to be aggressive. As from the days of John the Baptist
until
now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent ticketed by force. That sickness in your body is not there to play with you. That attack in the dream, they are not there to play. They have an agenda.
One day to
If you don't kill the sickness may kill you. If you don't kill the attackers may kill you. This is why in boiling anger, you will declare this prayer 7 hot times. Then you will add in the name of Jesus at the end of it. Declare it with violence and with power. My enemies shall die in my place. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Do it again! Aha! Silence. Silence. Please don't say anything now. Just focus your attention on Jesus. As I begin to address certain issues here, please just focus your attention on Jesus. Don't talk. Don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Father,
Baba,
I stand there as your servant. I decree against anything at all that witchcraft has planted into anybody's spirit, body, soul. With the intention of using that thing as a ladder to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I address every token of darkness. I address every cowrie in the body. I address every material from the water in anybody's body. I address every arrow of witchcraft in anybody's. I address any food that anyone has eaten from the table of darkness. I address any tree that you have not planted that is growing in anybody's life. Wherever those things are hiding, let there be a volcanic eruption of the power of God into the body of social
media,
so that these instruments of darkness will manifest and depart, will manifest, and depart. In the name of Jesus. Any agent of death and hell
gbogbo jise iku ohun ipoku
planted inside anyone
dogbin sinu aye eniyohun
your time is up
akoko re to
you have been there for years
o pe to ti wa nibe
but today is expiry date
but loni lo pin debo
in the name which is above all names
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko
Jesus Christ
Jesus Christ
every agent of death in the body
gbogbo iko iku ninu ago ara
die in the name of Jesus
ni oruko Jesus
with only violence and hatred
pelu ikora ati korira mimo
in a reckless violent way
ati pa ti o bikita
shout this thing loud and clear
e ki gbele lohun to jagara
say poison of darkness
majele okunkun
in my body
ninu ago ara
mi I hear you shouting this loud
e gbo ke ki gbele yi
this voice is not loud enough. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
That's right.
Odabe.
There is no negotiation.
Kosi, do not do that.
You are not going to negotiate. No,
they do not do that, Aramo.
You can't negotiate.
How they do not do that.
The effect
rabo
of any evil hand laid on anyone's head as a child that is now affecting you as an adult. I clear it by the blood of Jesus. I clear it by the blood of Jesus. Aha.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eshun Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eshun Jesus.
Before we continue with the prayers,
please
quickly bring out your tithes and your offering for this meeting. Bring out your special tithes and offering for this meeting. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering.
Baba, dupe fun awon idame wa ti ore.
Good measure present falling over.
Osuwon to da to
let it be our lot in the name of Jesus.
Eje ko je ipin wa ni oruko
Jesus. Lay your hands upon our destiny.
E da wo ile ayan mo wa.
Jesus name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesus lagbadura.
As the ushers are going about,
we
listen to the ministration of the gospel choir.
Let's rise up it, please. Right there where you are. Just take any song of praises in your mouth now. And sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Sevenfold now. You will pray this prayer. When you pray the prayer sevenfold, then you shout the name of Jesus also sevenfold after it. And don't joke with it at all. Can you shout this loud and clear? Powers that hate my existence shall die in my place. Let's go. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Jesus. Aha. Uh-huh. The Lord blesses you from Zion.
Oluwa yo bu fun lati
so. Make his face to shine upon you.
Amukoju re mole si
lara. Be gracious unto you.
Asi saadu fun yin.
I laminate you and your family with the blood of Jesus.
Every
prayer request, O Lord, answer them by fire. It is well with you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. No weapon formed against your life or your destiny shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.